Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen with another interesting, this is going to be a great interview because it's with one of my favorite people on all times, the sleep doctor, Dr. Michael Bruce. He has written one of the top 10 books, I think, of all time, Good Night, the Sleep Doctor's 4-week program to better sleep and better health. As usual, we're brought to you on You, the Owner's Manual podcast by Persona Nutrition. You can discover vitamins and supplements personalized for your needs. You can even get them customized to your doctor, talk to your doctor about that. But you can take the free online assessment at mypersona.com, mypersona.com. Thank you, Persona Nutrition, for sponsoring us. But more importantly, right now, thank you, Dr. Bruce, for coming on. Dr. Bruce has written not only this great book, Good Night, The Sleep Doctor's 4-week Program to Better Sleep and Better Health, New York Times bestseller, but he's also written Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan, Lose Weight Through Better Sleep, and The Power of When, Discover Your Chronotype. Dr. Bruce, this is, I think, although we're recording this beforehand, I think today is New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve Day,
yep.
And many people are going to try and lose sleep tonight by staying up well past midnight, perhaps drinking too much, perhaps eating too much. I know you have a new program called a Rest-Olution, R-E-S-T-Olution, rather than Resolution. I guess I shouldn't have even bothered to correct the wordplay, but Rest-Olution. So tell us about what's important. How do we make up for the lost sleep tonight, and why is it so important?
So thank you, first of all, for having me on the show. You know, I enjoy being on your show, and thank you for having me so often. You know, sleep is such an important topic. And also, to be fair, you wrote an amazing book called What to Eat When, and I love it, and I'm a big fan of it, and I know you love all things chronobiology. But today we're talking about New Year's, and what's it going to be like tonight, and what are people going to do? So you got to watch out for what I call the double whammy, which is when you're drinking alcohol and staying up past your bedtime. Now, I get it. It's New Year's, and there are a lot of people who want to stay up and see the ball drop or be out with friends. Be careful. Number one, you may have gotten sleep deprived coming up to New Year's. So if you are pretty sleep deprived, being even more sleep deprived will make that situation potentially worse. So know your limits. Number one. Number two, alcohol definitely has an effect on sleep. It turns out that while alcohol is arguably the number one sleep aid in the world, and not a good one, let me add, we know that while it makes you feel sleepy, it actually keeps you out of the deep stages of sleep. This is one of the reasons why we wake up feeling terrible with a hangover and body aches and things like that, is because that physical restoration has not gotten an opportunity to happen. So for all of you folks out there, I'm not trying to be a downer. All I'm saying is be thoughtful. Know and understand your level of sleep deprivation. Be careful with the alcohol, and of course, no driving.
So no driving, that's of course.
Right.
But now let's talk about, is there a difference between the alcohol and sleep if you have sugar with it, that is a sugar drink or a bubbly drink versus, if you will, wine or spirits? Is there any difference, or do they all have the same effect on sleep?
So it turns out that there are differences based on sugar content. That's an excellent question. One of the things we know is that clear liquor has a tendency to have less of an effect on sleep than brown liquor. So your scotches and your bourbons, unfortunately for me, because I am from the South and I do enjoy bourbon, it's not going to be good for me. But for people out there who are drinking clear liquors or clear spirits, that's going to be better. It turns out that out of all of the things, white wine seems to have the least effect. That's more anecdotal than data-driven. But it is pretty interesting. And then, of course, if you start mixing sugary drinks and sodas and things like that, especially ones with caffeine, that could make the situation worse. So, you know, one of the big combinations out there are some of these energy drinks and vodka. That's really not a good idea, especially on New Year's, because that can give you the energy high and then the depressing low from the alcohol. Again, things to just think about and be aware of. And by the way, remember everybody, it's not just you who's out there, but there are many other people out there who haven't gotten the benefit of this amazing podcast to learn more about ways to do things. So please, please, please be careful for yourself, but also remember there's lots of folks out there. And then of course, we've got our New Year's resolutions that I'm happy to talk about as well.
Well, before we get to the resolution, one of the things you've told me, and maybe it's I've read it in your book, is that alcohol, while a good inducer of sleep, doesn't let you get to a deep sleep or a resting sleep. Is that right? And why is that?
That is correct. And so what we found happens is that alcohol actually knocks out stages 3 and 4, which is the physical restoration that we feel. So, and that's just a factor of alcohol and how alcohol affects your brain. So once again, even if you decide to use alcohol, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that, then just again, be wary and careful. One of the recommendations that I have for many people, maybe not on New Year's, is to give yourself 1 hour per alcoholic beverage of non-alcohol. So if you have 3 drinks before 10 o'clock and you're planning to go to bed at midnight, then you would stop drinking at 10 to allow yourself to digest and metabolize through that alcohol. Now, I get it. It's New Year's, and a lot of people might be drinking a little bit later. Remember, there's a really big difference between going to sleep and passing out, right? And so we want people going to sleep, not passing out. So really try to drink more water towards the end of the night and really start to slow down your alcohol consumption for sure.
So it knocks out stages 3 and 4. How fast do you get that back? In other words, does the hour and metabolism allow you, or do you have to wait a day? How good are the data, I suppose, on that?
Sure. So it depends upon the amount of alcohol and the timing of when did you ingest it based on when did you fall asleep and or pass out. But generally speaking, it takes almost a full night for most people to metabolize through it and no longer have that effect. Now, again, if you wait 1 hour for every beverage and allow your body to metabolize through it, then you should be in pretty decent shape.
And now let's talk about the importance of sleep. One of the things I've learned over the last several years, and I think you taught me this initially, and I was skeptical about it, but is that sleep is the way of when we get rid of waste products from the brain. When we get a little dehydrated, our essentially lymphatic pathways, the pathways between brain cells open up, you get rid of waste, so you get rid of inflammation. Is that what are the other things that we know about? Why is that deep sleep phase so important?
Yeah, so it's really interesting because stage 3 and 4 does a whole lot. And REM sleep's pretty important too. But stage 3 and 4, as you've correctly identified, removes waste from the brain. The official process is called autophagy. That's not an important word for most of the people out there. But to realize that when you drink, for example, alcohol, you don't get that stage 3, 4 sleep, then your brain doesn't get to remove all of that waste. And so what is that waste? These are proteins, at least many of them are, that have a tendency to collect and strangle the nerve endings. We've actually seen some very interesting data fairly recently looking at Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinsonian type symptomatology and stage 3, 4 sleep. And it becomes very important for all of that. So when we're talking about brain health, stage 3, 4 sleep from a physical standpoint is very, very important. Now, what's also interesting is a fairly new discovery. Looking at stage 3, 4 sleep also helps our mental side of things. We used to only think that REM sleep was the thing that had most effect on our overall sleep. But it turns out that stage 3, 4 sleep actually helps remove information or data that we don't want in our memory. So not only does stage 3, 4 sleep get rid of the proteins, get rid of all the waste that's in the brain, but it also gets rid of the wasted data, or that information, that billboard that you drove by that you really don't think you need to lock into long-term memory, That can actually be very helpful to get rid of that stuff. So you really need to think of stage 3-4 sleep as like the waste removal of all kinds of things.
Isn't that interesting? So you get rid of useless information during Yep. that period of sleep.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Now, let's talk about getting a resolution for the new year. So some people, I'll bet, I guess, 33% of people have New Year's resolutions, but probably a lot of them do it on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve Day. This is the Tuesday the 31st. So, and I should say this is podcast 973B. 970, I guess that's 18 years plus of podcasts, but anyway, 973B, the B's are always the guest segment, and Michael Bruce has been a numerous time guest and is sensational. But Michael, you've got a new idea on resolutions, and I love the idea.
Well, let me tell you about it. So we know that many people do make these New Year's resolutions. And the reason that I call them rest-olutions is because many of them are directly affected by sleep. So we know, as an example, that the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight. Yet sleep is almost never in that list of things that we all think about. But when you really look at the data, we know that lack of sleep directly affects our ability to gain and lose weight. In fact, it makes us gain weight and doesn't allow us to lose weight when we become sleep deprived. So that's kind of an example of why I call it a resolution, because each one of these different things, you need to make sure that you're getting a good night's rest in order for it to be effective. Another big resolution is people want to exercise more and get, you know, more in shape. It turns out that New Year's is the number one time for gym membership sign-up in the United States. But once again, if you're not sleeping well, there's this thing called perceived exertion. And so this is your perception of how hard something is to do physically. It turns out that the more sleep-deprived you are, the higher exertion you perceive, and you don't want to work out. This is classically one of the reasons why within 30 days, most people stop going to the gym. It's called exercise adherence, but there's a very large sleep component to it because, again, those exercises feel so much harder the more sleep deprived you are. Another biggie is getting organized. I cannot count the number of people who tell me, this year I'm going to finally organize my desk. I'm going to have a good calendar. I'm going to organize my life. Once again, great idea, but very much affected by sleep. If you're sleep deprived, it turns out that you don't run on time very much. You certainly have difficulty organizing things because you can't have that fine cognitive ability because you're so doggone tired again. So again, here we are with a rest-olution. And so for people out there who are listening who say, hey, I might want to lose a little weight. I think I want to get a little more active. I want to get more organized. All of these things are directly affected by sleep. And then there's the final one that a lot of people think about, and that's money. How can I make more money or how can I save more money? This is a big, big, big resolution. And you might be saying to yourself, okay, Dr. Bruce, what on earth could sleep have to do with finances? Well, it's kind of interesting. So number one, if you are not sleeping well, you could personally be losing $2,300 a year on missed work opportunities, on buying over-the-counter things, on all of these different things. So there's a lot of reasons why we could save money by sleeping more. And then, of course, if we're asleep, we're not spending money. So that's certainly a possibility there. And again, once we're more alert and we're more awake and we've no longer sleep deprived, then we can spend our money a bit more wisely, maybe look for some of those great sales and enjoy ourselves even more.
So diet, better with sleep, exertion, less perceived difficulty, get more organized and get wealthier. So that's about everything you can expect in health and age-proofing yourself. And less stress, I assume, as well, because, and you may have said that, I think you said that, because you're in feeling better, more rested, and more in control. Now,
no,
the other way,
now,
let me give you the contrary. And this is, you know, as I was working my way through medical school and residency and then began writing books, you know, the thing we sacrifice to get more productivity, at least perceived productivity, you know, I couldn't have written any of the books without cutting into my sleep. And so the question is, how do we balance that trade-off of someone, or do you just say, look, if you sleep more, you're more productive the rest of the time, try it.
So it's interesting. So first of all, one of the big things that people can do is to learn when to sleep. Now, of course, you've got that amazing book, What to Eat When. And my book, The Power of When, talks quite a bit about a whole host of different activities. But if you know and understand your chronotype, now that's a word that many people may not be familiar with, but the truth is, they actually do know about it. If you figure out that you're an early bird versus a night owl, that can have dramatic, dramatic effects on your ability to not only fall asleep, but to get good quality sleep. So just like what to eat when, if you know when to go to bed, whether it's early, late, in the middle, or maybe something else, this can have a dramatic, dramatic effect on all of these areas for you as well.
So when to go to sleep is based on a chronotype, and
which is
you
genetic.
Can find that out, if you will. It's genetic, but you can find out which you are through the book. And tell us the name of the book. It's The Power of When.
Correct.
And
can go to chronoquiz.com. That's another website where you can take a quiz for free.
Chronoquiz.com. I should say the sleep doctor is our guest today. TheSleepDoctor.com is Michael Bruce's website. He is the master of sleep, the first person I knew who really understood sleep and could talk to us, talk to the lay audience about it in a really meaningful way. I want to plug his book, Good Night, The Sleep Doctor's 4-Week Program to Better Sleep and Better Health, because I think it is the best book on sleep there is, for especially for the lay audience, obviously.
Thank you.
Now, it's just honoring what is true, if you will. Michael, we've got only a minute or two left. We've gone over resolution. And the importance to having the right weight, to not to being able to exert without as much effort, to organize yourself, to get richer, and I think to get rid of your waste. Now, what is, and I should say, we are brought to someone who doesn't have any waste, Persona Nutrition, which is our sponsor, Persona Nutrition. Imagine supplements and customized to your needs. Visit mypersona.com. You can take the free online assessment, just as you can take a free online assessment for nutrition at mypersona.com. You can take one for finding out your chronotype and what time you should go to sleep at chronoquiz.com. 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 Michael, last words. Tell us a secret about sleep. You always tell me something really interesting. So newest secret about sleep?
So the newest secret about sleep that I've found quite interesting is, depending upon what state you are in, if cannabis is legal, we are now seeing a decrease in over-the-counter sleep aids whenever a cannabis dispensary opens up. Very fascinating. We're starting to see that these over-the-counter sleep aids, which remember have been linked to Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, actually cannabis seems to be an alternative that many people are moving towards. Now there's pros and there's cons in both directions there. And we could spend an entire show just talking about cannabis and sleep, and maybe we will, but people need to start to become aware that there is a new player in town, especially for people with sleep-related issues, and there could be some benefits out there, something that historically I would have not thought about, but I've dug into the research, and it looks pretty good.
Now, Michael, before we go through this, we should say we want you to be in a state where it's legal.
Absolutely.
But tell me, is it... since I'm against smoking or vaping, can you get the same
Agreed.
Thing with gummies or with other ways of getting cannabis? And
absolutely.
And how and far in advance do you need to take it?
Sure. And this is a great question, right? Because I'm not a big fan of smoking or vaping either. I mean, let's be honest, all the news that's going on, all these tragedies that are happening, and let's be fair, smoking is just not a good idea in general. So when you're looking at other methodologies or delivery mechanisms for something like cannabis, then yeah, gummies could be working quite well. But the best one I have discovered is a sublingual tincture or a dropper that has a liquid that you drop underneath your tongue. You leave it there for 30 seconds and then you can swallow it and be able to experience it. That's number one. Number two, you asked a great question, which is how long before I go to bed should I be using these? If it's a gummy, it's going to take probably 45 minutes to an hour to have an effect. But if it's one of these liquid tinctures, this can actually go under the tongue just within 5 minutes before lights out.
We've been talking to Dr. Michael Bruce. You see why it's a great interview. Our 20 minutes went over time and went so fast. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is 973B. And our guest, Dr. Michael Bruce, the sleep doctor. And you can get to his website, thesleepdoctor.com or chrononquiz.com. He has written what I consider the best book on sleep, Good Night, the Sleep Doctor's 4-week program to better sleep and better health. Remember, You, the Owner's Manual podcast, the B is always brought to us by Persona Nutrition, mypersona.com. It is the best guess in medicine and giving you helpful hints just like he did today. And the A segment, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week with another new and a great guest. I should tell you that our guest next week is, I'm just going to look it up, Dr. Sandy Skolnicki, who's a woman, Sandy, but she's the author of Beyond Soap, a real expert in skincare. I listened to her on her own, on some other broadcasts. She is sensational. You'll want to tune into 974B for her. And by the way, my favorite again, Kathy Eban, my favorites of this last year, two of them, 960, I think it's 968B, is David Sinclair, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To, and 945B, which is Kathy Eban, Bottle of Lies, talking about generic drugs. Since we're at the end of the year, I thought I'd give you my favorites. This, from Dr. Bruce, 973B, competes well with everything, so you've listened to a great one. Thanks very much, Michael. Thanks very much, Luis, for wonderful engineering, but especially thanks to you, those 50,000-plus of you who download us every week. We couldn't do it without you and your motivation for us to keep going. Thanks again.